Hello, this is Thomas Mack, and you're listening to Bad Actions, my podcast about bad news. And I did receive some hate mail this week because I talked about Donald Trump's lack of endowment, I guess, as stated by a woman who is known to have had sex with him. We know this because he paid her. So the porn star, not his wife, the other one. But so yeah, and it's okay. It's okay. I mean, it was an interesting choice. Stormy Daniels is the porn star, and she's alleged that Donald Trump doesn't have a lot of junk. So don't blame me. I apologize if this is upsetting, but I didn't say it. You know, like Stormy Daniels said it, and now this is one of the. Well, there's 91 indictments against Donald Trump right now. He's been indicted 91 times and by four different prosecutors. And Stormy Daniels is involved with one of those. He's being prosecuted for moving some money around so he could bribe her to not tell everybody before he got elected in 2016 that he'd slept with Stormy Daniels, the porn star, and paid her for the services. A lot of people would say, oh, geez, everybody does that. I don't know that everybody does that. I've never slept with a porn star or paid for a porn star to have sex with me. And I don't think, you know, like, for example, Bernie Sanders, I'm just going on a limb. I don't think he's done it either. So, and Joe Biden, I got my doubts, especially not recently. He looks like the old man up in the balcony from the Muppet Show from the 70s and 80s. He's definitely doesn't have that give off that vibe. Like he's the type of guy that's paying for sex, but he is grumpy and angry at Kermit the Frog. I think that Joe Biden probably hates Kermit the Frog. He looks like that. So you know you can stop blaming me. Don't blame me. I guess you could blame Stormy Daniels or you could blame Trump. I don't, you know, he's one that, you know, one of the things that really cracks me up about that story a little bit is like, you know, one of the reasons we know that Trump did it is because he did it again with this McDougal, who was a Playmate of the Year. He met her at Playboy Mansion. He was visiting with Hugh Hefner he was actually there for some work assignment. I think he was there for the Apprentice when he used to be a reality TV show star, and I met this Catherine McDougal woman, and Karen McDougal. It's Karen McDougal, but she had said that you know they met, and she claimed she thought Donald Trump was cute. I find that dubious, but you know women say all kinds of things. There's some women that probably think I'm cute, but I don't buy it. But she said after she and Trump had a sexual liaison, he tried to pay her. He gave her some money. And she told him that she's not that type of girl. And she's a nice girl that doesn't. I just think that, you know, he was married to Melania at that time, who I think she was either pregnant or had just had Baron, his youngest child. So I think Karen McDougal is that type of girl, but she just wasn't aware of it. Also, I probably think she wasn't going for, you know, Stormy Daniels type relationship. She wanted to be the fourth wife, I'm pretty sure. She was hoping she could unseat Melania. But, you know, that's also, again, a little bit of Melania had a better game as a model. Like, she did a naked, you know, pornographic type of thing, but she didn't do Playboy, you know, so she was always in like Maxim, and she posed nude, but it was in more art house venues, so you can't really, well, people don't say that she was a pornographic or pinup model, but, you know, she was. So it's kind of funny that Karen McDougal thought she was going to be the next Melania. I mean, America's ready for a lot of things. Apparently, we didn't think they were ready for a man who's been married three times, and his third wife is formerly a nude model from, you know, Eastern Europe. I grew up in the 80s, and back then, when you said Eastern European model, it was usually a euphemism for escort. Escort for rich men. That was because, you know, a lot of beautiful women were escaping from behind the Iron Curtain and coming to the United States, and the American dream is expensive. So, you know, they cost money, and they came here ready to work. But anyways, that's enough responding to emails from last week, or actually a couple weeks ago. Happy holidays, by the way, and happy new year. Latest news coming out of Washington is Representative Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is, a little upset with his colleagues because they're not able to, you know, propose and pass legislation, national legislation, on abortion. And being Republicans, they're trying to bundle anti-abortion policies into just about any piece of legislation that is passed in the House. And of course, those bills don't go anywhere. So it's one of the reasons that the current state of politics in Washington, D.C. is absolutely nothing gets done. You know, they haven't passed anything. Right now, they're trying to pass an emergency bill to balance the budget or extend the budget just so they can keep the government open. And they're having trouble doing that. In terms of any real legislation, it's being stopped up because of issues like abortion and the war in Ukraine and Israel, which both seem poised to expand right now without more funding from the United States. Russia's planning to expand the war in Ukraine to Eastern Europe, maybe into Poland, et cetera, et cetera. So that's some pretty bad news, I think, and not really a joke. I'm not good at finding jokes in those sorts of things. But I do think it's important to remember that, you know, why is abortion, you know, bills banning abortion bad news? For me, it's just it's the bill banning fucking. I think, you know, the whole scheme is to get back to a time when there were two type of women. There was mommies and then there were hookers. That's kind of where Republicans want to take us back to. That's, you know, everybody talks about how the 1950s, or they always talk about how the 1950s were the greatest time in the world. And that's kind of what the situation was. You know, there were women who got married and were stuck with marriage because it was hard to get divorced. There's bills to try to make it harder to get divorced. Mike Johnson is an avowed supporter of what they call covenant marriage, which is, it's just harder to get out of being married. And these are, it's a good to be an abusive husband if you're in a covenant marriage because your wife is going to have a hard time getting out of it. And so you'll be married for longer and she'll be married for longer to you. So that's good news for abusers and bad news for women. I guess something like 70% of marriage divorces are is initiated by women. Cracking down on divorces actually is sort of the same thing about abortion. It's a crackdown on women. And that's one of the reasons why it's so important to come out and vote in the upcoming elections for women. I guess there's enough votes in Florida, or enough signatures in Florida to put abortion, a law protecting abortion in Florida, which would be kind of a big deal because every time abortion has been on a ballot for a popular vote in really any state, including, you know, conservative states like Ohio, women come out and they vote in a lot of large numbers to protect the right to abortion. So it kind of throws an interesting factor into the upcoming presidential election later in 2024 because, you know, Florida is considered really a strongly red state. However, if you put abortion on the ballot, does that change how that will turn out? will more women come out and more liberal women come out and will women who don't usually vote come out and vote? And while they're at it, they're going to vote for Biden because, you know, every conservative leader in Washington, D.C. right now is trying to ban abortion nationally. and that's their real bedrock promise. They've been promising it for years, and for a lot of decades, it was just sort of like a little, you know, song and dance that they'd say where they were going to ban abortion, and just never happened. You know, somehow they never got around to it, and suddenly, with the Supreme Court action striking down Roe v. Wade, it's moving forward fast. And the Supreme Court even said that, you know, it's, it should be left to the voters and legislation to decide abortion. And I think the voters are pretty motivated. And it makes sense, you know. Like, I mean, it's sort of like going back to Prohibition. And it's amazing that Prohibition passed, you know. Like, how do you take liquor away from people, you know? It's hard to imagine. But anyways, it didn't take liquor away from people. They still went and got liquor at speakeasies and in basements and that sort of thing. And that's what will happen here if abortion is banned nationally. It'll go back to being provided in basements and other places like that. Donald Trump's been on the stump giving speeches. His political speeches are always interesting. And, you know, he's talking about a lot of different things. He's talked about being a dictator, which is always an interesting approach. I think you know, everybody sort of expects him to deny wanting to be a dictator, but the fact of the matter is a lot of people in his base on the far right, they want him to be a dictator, and he often alludes to it. He talks about other dictators like Kim Jong-un and Viktor Orban as being great leaders. Vladimir Putin, he thinks, is a fantastic statesman. Right before he invaded Ukraine, he gave him a big compliment. So, you know, it's there's no real surprise there, but people always feign surprise in the media, like, oh, I can't believe he didn't deny that he wants to be a dictator. He's never denied he wants to be a dictator. He made a stump speech recently that he said he'll be elected for the next 4 years and beyond. So, you know, obviously under the Constitution, he's only qualified to serve another 4 years if he's qualified at all. Right now there's a legal challenge to the Supreme Court to remove him from the ballot because he's an insurrectionist, due to the January 6th riots and et cetera, et cetera. You've all heard all about that. So, so his argument there is that you, when you're president of the United States, you can't commit crimes, that anything you do is not a crime. So, the argument has been made that if he's president, he can go ahead and assassinate somebody. He can kill someone on his bare hands and he's immune from prosecution. A lot of his supporters will say that they don't believe he really means it, that he's just sort of joking around. And I don't believe that. I think that's bullshit. They all know he means it, you know. And obviously, why else would you show up in Washington, D.C. to riot and try to burn down the Capitol if you didn't think he meant it? But while he's all making all these pronouncements about being a dictator and sticking around forever and not leaving the White House ever once he gets back into it, which I do think the base of Trump's voters do support completely, he's also been making some pronouncements about how the world is going to hell. You know, the stock market has hit record highs. Unemployment has been at a record low for longer than it's been in a number of years. I mean, all the markers of the economy are very, very strong. And I don't know anybody that's hurting right now. Like, I don't know anybody that's having trouble finding work or struggling in any way. So it's kind of strange, but there's always this talk about how the economy is bad. And when he gets into the details, he goes off on tangents. You remember that woman who drank the lemonade at one of those sandwich shop chains, and the lemonade was not marked as caffeinated, and she had a heart arrhythmia or a heart problem. And this is like heavily caffeinated lemonade, and she had a heart attack and died from drinking this lemonade from one of the sandwich shops. And so the family sued, and it's been in the news. And so that's why we all know about it. Because lawsuits, they work. But anyways, Trump's talking about that as well on his stump speech. He was giving a speech that when he was president, nobody died from drinking lemonade. But now that Biden's president, many women are dying from drinking lemonade, which I think qualifies as sort of the most bizarre stump speech, you know, claim. It's true. I mean, I'm fairly confident that's actually one of the true claims he's made. There aren't any other true claims that he generally makes other than his claim that he wants to be dictator and then he's never going to leave office if he gets back into it. And I think those are true. We'll see. We'll see. But with abortion on the ballot, that's the only thing that I think is good news. I shouldn't be talking about good news. It's just because, you know, it's a good way to avoid having a dictator by putting fucking on the ballot. You know, it's basically making it illegal to fuck. You know, like you can have sex with your wife to have children, you know. And by the way, you know, Clarence Thomas has, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has requested some cases from conservative leaders on birth control. So that, what does that mean exactly? He wants cases to ban birth control. He's lobbed that up there. He's made that statement publicly. So he's looking for an option to ban birth control. So there is kind of a conservative war on fucking. You know, it's, you know, sex that's for fun, you know, not sex for children. The conservatives want you to have sex for children and only sex for children, and then no sex outside of sex that involves having children, because they're also against homosexual sex, as you know. So that's fucking. To me, that's what fucking is. I guess you could call it shagging or messing around or screwing around, whatever. But, you know, I use the F-bomb for that. I just think that's how everybody understands it. And I don't think people want that right taken away. More bad news is one of the projections that Donald Trump has about the future is that World War III is about to break out. And he's told people that only he can stop World War III, which is pretty incredible. I mean, like, I've seen a lot of game show hosts. I've known none. I don't know any game show hosts. I'll just admit that. I don't even know Donald Trump. But, you know, he's the only one that's promised to stop World War III, global nuclear holocaust. He's the only one that's made that promise. It's a pretty good grand prize. But, you know, it does, like, with all the war, you know, mounting around the globe and, you know, an impending war around Taiwan, which is another ally of the United States. You know, Israel's in a war right now. It's a big ally of the United States. And the Palestinians also, we're not against the Palestinians either. So we kind of got a hand on both sides of that war. The Ukraine versus Russia, that's been a surprisingly long-lived war. That was supposed to last about 2 weeks or less. And the only good news that comes out of that is Vladimir Putin is not as big a warlord as we'd always credited him for. We always thought that he was an extremely competent, you know, military leader, and he can't even defeat this former client state of the Soviet Union. They're really kind of stuck in this position where they've claimed like some small territories in the far eastern side of the country, and he's threatening nuclear war. It's not a good look. And now there is some speculation that China is making some moves internally in advance of starting war with Taiwan. So that isn't the best news, because Taiwan, another big ally to the United States. So, you know, that may be the most frightening bad news that I got. So just revel in that. If you're a listener, if you're a regular listener, I know you like the bad news. So I think that's about as bad as it gets. Another bit of bad news is that now some of Trump's allies, a evangelical pastor, Joel Tenney, who's apparently famous. I don't know who he is. It sounds like a weird guy to me, but a lot of people listening to him. And he says that Donald Trump will exact retribution on his opponents, his political opponents, but really any, probably Rosie O'Donnell will be jailed immediately, because I remember Trump hates Rosie O'Donnell. I don't know why. She's not a big star. She's never really been a very big star. She's sort of been, like, she peaked at like a low, a B-minus star, I think. She's never been an A, A grade star, maybe hit B minus, certainly C plus for, you know, around the time when she was in that movie about female baseball players in Rockford, Illinois. A League of Their Own. Yeah, she was in that movie, and that was probably the peak of her career. And other than that, you know, I don't know what she's been doing. I don't, but she, other than piss off Trump, like, a lot, he hates her. He really, really hates her a bunch. She's going straight to jail. I mean, so, and then, you know, so that's bad news, because I think, who knows? Like, who's going to jail? It'll be a little bit of a roulette wheel. But, and he also says that he knows that Trump's born again, that Trump is a born again Christian, which is kind of funny, because I'm pretty sure Trump wasn't a Christian the first time. I don't think he's a born again Christian. I don't think he's a born Christian. I don't think he's ever been a Christian. He's, you know, he wasn't even raised Christian. I mean, Fred Trump was famous for not being particularly religious. You know, Trump had something of a rough childhood, I guess. He was sent to military school. And, you know, I have to say, one thing that I've always found curious about coverage of the Trump family and his childhood and all that sort of thing, he's a rich kid. His dad's a billionaire. And then in elementary school, he's shipped off to military school. Now, I know, I've never been rich myself, but I know some things about rich kids. And I know that when you commit a crime and you're a rich kid, you don't have to go to jail, you know. But usually they make you go to military school. So, you know, Trump is mysteriously, Fred Trump's not a military guy. Trump's mom is not known for being a big military family person. None of the other Trump family kids went to military school. But Donald gets shipped off to military school. Why? Why does he get sent to military school? I would suspect, and I thought this initially from the first time I heard that he went to military school as a kid and he was a rich kid, he must have done something, you know? It's one of those things where the Trump attorney, Fred Trump's attorneys go into court and they say, oh, don't worry, Judge, we're very concerned about young Donnie, and we're handling the situation. The family has decided to enroll him in this draconian military school to complete his education. And you know, but it somehow, they talk about how mean the media is, you know, but how does he skate on these things? You know, like, obviously there's a story there, and there's people in Manhattan where he grew up, or also, the Bronx where he grew up, who know the story. You just got to go reach out to people who grew up with him, and they know why he went to military school. There has to be some story there. They didn't just say, oh, let's send Donnie to military school. Why? For no reason. We're not military people. No, he did something. He fucked up somehow. He hit some kid. He raped some girl. And, you know, and I just say that because he's talked about raping women. He's on tape being pro-molestation, grabbing women by the pussies. He's been judged by a jury to have sexually assaulted E. Jean Carroll. And that's also a pretty funny news item. So he gets hit with a $5 million penalty for molesting and defaming E. Jean Carroll. And he immediately goes out and defames her again, calls her a liar again. So he's getting called back in the court again. This is trial two on this topic, but it's not a trial, because there's already been a finding of fact that he did rape E. Jean Carroll. So they're going to have a trial just to determine how much more money he's going to give her. I don't know. That just sort of cracks me up a little bit. Lots to talk about this year. Happy New Year. Looking forward to getting into some funny stuff. And in 2024, I think it's going to be an interesting year. I think there's going to be a lot of incredible news items to talk about with four criminal trials for a former president and presidential candidate, and a war on abortion going on, and international wars breaking out every corner of the globe, it seems like, with American allies. So anyways, happy holidays and happy new year. This is Tom Smack, and this has been my podcast, Bad Actions.